RWG 395 549. You still there?
Ogden.
YF 549. You're sounding clear as day right now.
I'm back in the Roy Ogden area. I'm actually right about the 5600 exit.
At this point, go back to your store and do locals.
And then I'll do probably a couple locals, and they'll probably have me run north and all sorts of fun. Kind of depends on how the load's going, but this week's kind of been slow. So I don't know, I might get stuck at the store for, you know, like an hour or so. So we'll see how that goes. But, like, I didn't have any stops to pick up. I only had the Salt Lake store, no deliveries. And only had two parts from the Salt Lake store that had to get picked up. So, yeah, it's been a slow week.
I told you, Taylor has had an opportunity to work with me because we're needing someone in our warehouse, and like they asked me if I knew anybody, and I said I do, that needs a job, and they were like, yeah, we'll hire him, we'll take him, because they've met him before, they know him. But I know Taylor doesn't want to do warehouse work, so yeah, I don't know if I told you that, but there was an opportunity for him to work with us if he wanted to.
In the real world, you can't pick and choose. I mean, you can to a point, but the problem is you don't have a job for so long and things get a lot harder, even if it's something, you know, basic. Just getting back into the job force is, you know, quite difficult. Any downtime is, you know, just going to slow you down. It's going to make things worse. So honestly, I mean, a warehouse job is not going to be that big of a deal. And it's a job, like, you're getting paid. So in this day and age, I mean, personally, I'll take whatever I can get. I've worked fast food, I've worked quick lube, I've worked warehouse, I've worked delivery driver. I'll do anything I need to as long as it'll pay my bills.
Yeah, he interviewed with us a few years back for our automotive division, and I guess corporate did something kind of stupid. They like backed out on the position as soon as they were going to hire him and said that, oh, well, we don't need to hire anybody else. That was on our corporate end. So, and Taylor wasn't upset. I know he was upset at the time about that, but that wasn't our fault. That was nobody's fault. And then this time, like I said, I haven't even brought it up to him because I know that he doesn't want to work warehouse, because he told me he doesn't want to work warehouse. But yeah, they approached me and they asked, do you know anyone that needs a job? And I said, well, I do know someone that needs a job that's, you know, reliable just down the street like I am. And I think they're finding someone already, but I don't know if I told you that.
Honestly, I'd still throw it out, but I mean, if he doesn't want to work warehouse that bad, then that's on him. But honestly, a job's a job, and warehouse is not that bad. It really isn't.
I mean, warehouse for us is just pull orders, unload freight trucks on a forklift, put product away, maybe do a cycle count here and there, stage stuff for delivery, maybe do a delivery if there's an emergency situation and there's not a driver available and a customer needs a product. That's pretty much what's expected.
And it's the most basic of basics. You know, everyday warehouse job, and it's honestly not that hard.
What I have to do if I'm not driving, or if I'm not fixing equipment, or if I'm not doing cell stuff, then that's literally what I do, is I go back to the warehouse and help them out back there, because, you know, they're struggling right now. So I unload trucks, I can do pretty much anything. Mix paint, that's another thing I can do too. I don't do it a ton, but I can do it.
One of those random things you may or may not get trained on, and you may or may not do that job.
minute, I had a desk upstairs in an office because I was a CSR, mobile CSR, but then once I got the hazmat stuff, then I'm more or less partial mobile CSR and, you know, the hazmat driver. More driving now, which is nice.
Driving's awesome, but I just wish it paid more, and that's my issue, and I've been trying to get raises and stuff, but my raises were premature to start with, because typically you get your 6 months, which is, you know, 50 cents for a dollar, and then you get your year, and you have an opportunity to get a raise every year up to a certain point. Well, by my 6 month mark, I was maxed out, and Mark's trying to work with me on getting another raise, but it's just hard. But thing is it's not just Kenworth, it's everywhere. I mean, the pay is not going anywhere, but everything's going up in price, and it has been for 6 years. So people are just getting deeper and deeper in this hole they can't get out of, and it's just not getting any easier. So we're just kind of doing what we can.
Exactly. Hold that thought. I got to get off here for a second, answer a phone call. 395.
4549 standing by.
Still there, 395.
Direct, Y549.
Sorry, I was just taking a cell call.
All good.
I'll bring it up to him today, because I was approached about this yesterday, so yeah, I remember I didn't, I never said anything, because I thought I told you guys or something. Yesterday was a busy day and I was just mentally exhausted, so yeah, I'll bring it up and say, hey, well, if you want to, I can pull some strings to get this to happen. I mean, I'm not too much of a fan of working with my friends, if that makes sense. Well, not in that way, but you know what I mean. Nothing against my friends, but bringing my friends to work with me, if that makes sense.
Yet it ultimately comes down to the people, because, like in my case, Kenworth had a real bring, you know, siblings or parents or kids or whatever, because they don't know how that relationship's going to differ from at home. And I work with Justice, and I work, and I've been working with my dad, and, you know, they notice that my professionalism is pretty spot on. Like, I call him Gerald at work, everything. So I keep home and work separated very easily, and I can keep it in a professional setting. But most people aren't going to be able to do that. They get too comfortable, they get lazy, and productivity goes down.
Exactly. And I don't think that'd be an issue. Taylor's pretty good. And warehouse, I hardly ever see warehouse. That's the thing.
Exactly, and where I'm a delivery driver and my dad's a salesman, it's the same situation.
And if we pay more than Kenworth, I'll get you on as the other driver when John retires for good. Just kidding.
At least 25 an hour.
Oh, good luck. I don't even make that. And I have a hazmat. I'm right there with you.
Exactly. So I'll stick with Kenworth as long as I can, because it's a good company. But we'll afford to pay my bills. Going nowhere, and it's been that way for a while.
Aren't you making right now hourly wage for Kenworth? Aren't they?
They got me at 19, but they're trying to work with me and get me up to like 20 or 21.
Good. I mean, everyone that we've hired or we've brought in for interviews for the warehouse, they want 30 to 35 bucks an hour. And the job starts out at 17, entry level.
17's extremely low. It really is.
That's what I said. But you know how corporations are. They want to start you out little, and then after your 90-day period, then they'll bump you up, and then they'll bump you up, and then they'll bump you up.
But it still ain't enough, because they're going to top you out at some point. Like with Kenworth, a driver typically tops out at $19 an hour, which I did in my first 6 months.
Your other kicker, too, is, you top out, which, I mean, I don't know what the driver position. I know John, he makes less than I do, which he's a part-time driver. He's retired from his engineering job. He just does this for fun. I know he makes quite a bit less because, you know, he's part-time and this is just for fun for him. And the corporations, they love that because they don't have to pay him as much. And I don't know what this position, this job would pay if you were only a driver, because being just a driver, you still have the warehouse, not responsibilities of the warehouse, but when you're not driving, you better be pulling orders, helping the warehouse out, and then when there's something going out, then you go out and deliver it. I know that's kind of the expectations of the delivery driver position with us.
I know, I get it, and I mean, honestly, if I was looking at a driver position through you guys, I guarantee it'd be, you know, $17 or $18, and that's the truth of it, because that's how it is everywhere.
With us, and since you have experience doing it, you would probably be close to the $19 to $20 range, probably about that. You'd be pretty much where you're at, because you have experience in that field already. I know entry level, if you don't have any experience, that's what they would start you out at. But since you have experience, you would probably, yeah, you'd be in the 19 to 20. Probably the 19 would be my guess.
No, I kind of doubt it, but at the same time, it, you know, it's kind of whatever, because everybody's paying about that.
Was the, you know, warehouse position that we're trying to fill in his position. He got moved over to the Oshkosh Aerotech on-site CSR. So because I can't take care of all, you know, all of my accounts. He is kind of over that one account because it's so big. But he does all of their custom paint tints. He does all of their, I fix all the equipment. I'm still a maintenance guy, but he does all of the tinting, he does all the stocking, because we have won their consumables over, so they buy from us for all of their consumables as well as chemicals. So I guess we're going to be putting in a lot more work over there, so that's kind of his beast right now. So they moved him over to that, which that didn't really affect me too much, because that was one, but that kind of relieved the salesman of that account. So yeah, it just kind of messed us up in the warehouse, because now we're struggling for bodies back there, because when two people are out driving, if I'm out driving or, you know, out all day, then it's only our boss in the warehouse, and he's the only one back there, and it's just kind of a mess. You need at least two people. I will talk to you here in a bit. I got to go talk to a customer, so yeah, we'll chat later. Fun talking about work stuff, especially for everyone on the repeater to hear. It's fun stuff, but it's life. So I'll talk to you in a bit, bro. WRWG 395, I'll be clear for now, and I'll be monitoring.
4WRX, Wi-Fi 49, clear.